AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Nobody's turned up any evidence that we know of so far that the Chattanooga shooter was linked to any terror organization. But authorities are continuing to search Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz's computer. Wade Phillips lives in the same neighborhood as Abdulaziz did in Hickson, Tennessee. He says there didn't seem to be anything odd about him.
Never saw any indication that there may be an issue with them being dangerous. Never felt unsafe with them living in our neighborhood.
Abdulaziz shot and killed four Marines and wounded three other people yesterday at two military facilities in Chattanooga before being shot dead by police. He was 24 years old, an engineer born in Kuwait but living in the U.S. Former FBI official Sean Henry on what authorities will be looking for in this investigation.
First of all, they're looking forward. They want to make sure that there are no other people that are tied to this specific attack. Are there other pending attacks that are in play here?
He was on the Today Show this morning. A former high school and college classmate of Abdulaziz says he was a popular, outgoing student. State police in Maine are searching for a gunman after four people were shot in three different communities there. The towns of Lee, Benedicta, and Silver Ridge. We don't have any further information, nor do we know the conditions of those who were shot. Overseas now to Germany, which is the single biggest creditor of bankrupt Greece. This morning, Germany has approved a new bailout plan for Greece, but only after Chancellor Angela Merkel warned there would be chaos in that country without it. Our Geir Molson's in Berlin.
She told lawmakers that she was aware that there were doubts and concerns about whether there would be a successful bailout deal. But she said she was convinced that it would be, as she put it, negligent, even irresponsible not to try.
The Dow is down at the moment about 72 points. This is AP Radio News. Residents of the Ukrainian village where a Malaysian airliner was shot down with 292 people on board a year ago marched today to the crash site. Half a world away, Australia's prime minister remembered the savagery of the attack, in his words, at a ceremony during which the Parliament House chaplain hoped for justice who brought the plane down.
1 year on, we reaffirm our desire for the perpetrators to be held to account. We reaffirm our determination that Australians will travel as confidently as any other free people as they roam the world.
Western authorities say the plane was downed most likely by mistake by a missile fired by either the separatists in Ukraine or the Russian troops, who they say back the rebels. The Vatican has agreed to let a hospital in Rome use the Pope's helipad for transporting patients and organs. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.